who, if you look at the media, who are some iconic douchebags?
Well, like celebrity douchebags kind of go back, you know, into like the sort of early 90s is when I think I sort of charted as beginning with like Gerardo, if you remember that singer, yeah. And like New Kids on the Block. And, you know, we joke about Danny Bonaduce because his name itself suggests douchiness. But, you know, and then Richard Grieco, we talk about as kind of like the source douche.
He's a classic, yeah.
Yeah.
And what about someone like Tommy Lee?
Yeah, definitely Tommy Lee.
Yeah, I always see him as sort of like the... Because there's the two sides of douchiness. There's more sort of the preppy, you know, wannabe boy band douche, but then there's the wannabe tough guy, wannabe bad boy douche. There's different categories.
Yeah, well, that's... you know, I'm actually... I'm going to be writing a book for Simon & Schuster on it, and one of the things I'm going to be doing is breaking into the bag categories. You know, so there's emo bags and frat bags and, you know, Euro bags and all the various subcategories of the douche, you know, species. So I think it sort of covers all aspects of culture. You know, you can find them in every corner. Nerd bags, baglings, which are young kids.
How did the book deal come about?
They just, you know, the site's been getting a lot of attention, and it's just, you know, people really love it. You know, the idea is really funny, and I think it's kind of resonating because everybody knows these guys and has seen them or has a friend or has a you know, female friend dating one. So you know. Where they just contacted me, and so I'm writing it now. It's going to come out in the summer of 08.